That is Leanne Louise with a selector, and that is called Something About You. And joining me in the studio right now is the one and only Leanne Louise.
Yay! Thank you so much for having me, Michelle. Thank you.
Now, it's great to see you in the studio. The very first time we met, you were actually about 7 months pregnant.
I was.
And how old is your little boy now?
He's not even little. He's nearly 10. He's 9 years old.
Wow.
And he's the same size as my mum. It's insane. Yeah. He's a giant.
Yes. Now, you've released with Tyrone and Nerd.
Yep.
And it's gone in to the UK charts, which I was watching yesterday when you did your live. And the track is called This Is What I Need. So How did that come about?
So I've known Tyrone for a good few years. He's part of, they're a group called Four. That was how I met him. We've done a few bits together here and there. It was either towards the end of last year or it was January this year, and we were throwing a few ideas about, and then he had the concept of the idea of the song, sent me over a concept, and we wrote the song, and then Nerd reproduced it, and it sounds, he's done a good job.
And it's got a nice little reference. I know this song, Good Life. Hold on a minute, I know that song.
I remember when I first heard that, I was like, oh, I know this. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, yeah.
Just right on the end. You've also signed, I noticed, I think it's beginning of July, you're at Sony Music. So what does that mean for your music?
So that was for this song. So I'm still unsigned, still independent, which is really cool. But it's also a massive achievement for me. Like, you know, they're the things that when you first start out, you think is going to be the be all and end all. And I guess as you go along, you realize it's kind of not, but it's such a big thing. Like, Tyrone signed to Relentless, which is part of Sony. When the label said they wanted to release the song, I got to go down and get some pictures and sign the contract, which was, that's insane. Yeah. So it's cool. It's like I'm still, you know, doing my thing independently, but first time signing to a major label.
Yeah.
That's insane.
What advice would you give people if they're maybe just starting out?
It takes time, you know, and sometimes you feel like, I've been doing this for like 12, 13 years. It takes time, and consistency is so important. That's something that even like the last 2-3 years I've only really got, because I think it's all well and good knowing you need to be consistent, but being consistent isn't always easy, but it is important. And I just think, just keep cracking on. Like, I love music. I couldn't imagine doing anything else. I've always wanted to do it. I feel like there's so many good things I could probably say right now, but just keep going. Don't get disheartened by anybody else's success, because everyone else's journey is different. Yeah, be a good person. Make music that you love. It's good to be able to do different things, but there's no point jumping on a hype, because them hypes, they die down so quickly, especially with social media and TikTok now. Yeah. I don't even know if there is a certain style of music that's popping at the moment. Like, it's just like whatever goes viral. So do what you love and just keep working at it. You'll get there.
Now, do you want to introduce your track? And we're going to play that, and then we're going to come back and talk after the news about women in the industry. So do you want to announce your chart success?
So guys, this is number 29 in the Big Top 40. If you could go and download it, that would mean the absolute world. Thank you to everyone that has already. So this is Tyrone and Nerd featuring me, Leanne Louise, and This Is What I Need.
Excuse me, miss, what's your name? Where you from? What do you need? What do you want? You like a good time, am I right or wrong?
I know what I want, but this is what I need. I was running blind.
This is Phoenix FM.
Let's talk about women in the industry, because I'm not knocking any other female artists, but traditionally, female artists over the, you know, ever since time began with music, really sexualized, always sexualized. Yeah. But you don't do that. And do you think the industry is changing its attitude towards women or not?
I think that it is gradually. I think not even just this industry, but I think like in different things, like things are evolving. It's such a difficult one, because I was actually talking about this with my manager the other day. Big up Danny. Got to big up Daniel Hale as well. Got to give him a shout out. Got to give him a mention. Big up Dan. But yeah, no, we were talking about this and it was like, you know, you're building, if you are building, like if you are getting likes or building a fan base based on pictures, which again, there's nothing wrong with it. But when it comes to releasing music, then people are not there for your music. They're there for your looks. And I think it might take longer sometimes to do things, take the long route, but it's, I just think it's worth it. And I'm not like that though. Like I might have a moment in the mirror where I'm like, yeah, I look good today. But I just think we don't need to do that. It's like, I like it to be about the music. I like to connect with people, and I think that people can't relate to that as well. I think there's so much pressure on women that sometimes we feel like we need to do that, but actually we don't.
I think TikTok has changed a lot of things because it is just so out there and you get to see lots and lots of different body shapes, people promoting how to dress if you're bigger, people with disabilities, every sexuality under the sun, and it's a really inclusive platform. But you've got such a mix of what being a woman is in 2022.
Yeah, that's so true. And I think it's so important to follow people that you can relate to, people that are, you know, body positive, that are doing their thing, that, you know, just positive vibes is so, so important. And that's something I've realized, like recently I fell into a bit of a negative cycle and just was feeling really down. And that's not me. Like, I'm not a negative person. And it's like I had to put in the work to... I used to meditate all the time and I stopped, and it's so easy to fall into a negative cycle, but just making sure that you're being positive, you're following positive people, like you're saying, like people from different walks of life, it's amazing to see. And that just goes to show people want to see real. You know, like we all want to look nice, and I always, you know, I like a good selfie, I like a filter. But I also like to show the real me because it's empowering for me. On a day, if I feel rubbish about myself, I find putting myself out there in my real, how I actually look, is actually, it actually helps me. Yeah. And it helps other people because they like, okay, you don't have to be what you think you have to be, basically. Just be yourself.
Yeah.
Like that's
And with what you do on social media, because you're across platforms, you're always on there doing your mashups. You know, you film your personal life as much as you want to reveal that as well. And it's great for people to be able to, and it's also connecting with your fans, because I know that you can get to talk to people in real time, and you do that a lot too.
I really enjoy that, and I think that it bugs me. Sometimes I don't like to post if I haven't got time to reply to people, because I just think it's important just to connect with people. These are real people that are supporting something that I have dreamed about since I was a kid. So I think just taking a little bit of time to say thank you means a lot to people. It means a lot to me if I'm supporting someone and just like, you know, little thank you.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, it's amazing. I've got the most amazing supporters. They're incredible. I'm so grateful for them.
And people have been there since the very beginning as well.
They have, people like you, honestly.
Well, and Dan as well. We have to say Dan, because I know Dan is like a super fan. I think he's sets up like little fan pages for people as well. And he does a lot of work. Yeah. Daniel Howe, who's been on the show with me. And he supports me as well. I've got a fan page I don't know nothing about. Daniel looks after that. And also for the Condrex as well. So he's a real lovely guy who does a lot of stuff for nothing. And for his birthday, I got him like a gold disc, and then I'll put the wrong birth date on it.
I love that.
Dan was like, the first thing Dan said, yeah, it's all right, but the date's wrong. Sorry about that, Dan.
I love that. This is it, like, without people like Dan, like we can't get anywhere without the support. So it's bless him.
There you go, Dan. You've got a big mention there. You should be happy because he won't be listening live. He's listening to the recorded version of this.
Oh, I've got to give a shout out to my mum as well, little boy Ty. You know, he's really proud of me right now. But he also can find it really overwhelming, and sometimes he just doesn't like my music. So the song that's out at the moment with Tyrone and Nerd, This Is What I Need, he's like, oh, because he's heard it so much. Yep. Like, I've been playing it in the car, and he's heard it on TikTok, because he's doing really well on TikTok as well, which is quite cool. So he hates it. but it was really nice, actually. When I told him that it got into the top 40 and it was being played on Love Island, you could see the pride in his face.
Yeah.
Just like, that just made my day, because like sometimes you can find things really overwhelming, but he's actually really proud for me, which is nice.
Now you just slipped in there, just like Love Island, like it's like, oh, Love Island.
Oh yeah,
it is a massive thing to feature on a Love Island, and that track has been featured on Love Island, which has got millions of viewers.
Mate, it's insane, honestly. Like, I can't even tell you. That's the first time that my music's ever been played on TV. And to be played on the Love Island finals as the intro song to the show,
yeah,
is huge. It's huge.
Did you know it was good?
I did know, because we had to, like, sign contracts and stuff, like, to say, yeah, you can use it. But I didn't know how much of the song they were going to use. I didn't know, like, they played such a massive part of the song, which was, it was amazing. Just, I don't know, it's the most bizarre thing, seeing your song on telly.
Yeah. Was anyone with you, or just in the house on your own? No. You can't go, oh, look at me, I'm on telly.
Yeah, this is it. My mum was with me, and Ty was with me, and he started singing to it. He knows all the words, which, again, it was just great. And big up Sophie Griffiths as well. She was also played on the show. Mm-hmm. And I met her, I believe I met her at Phoenix.
Yes, yeah.
Which is crazy.
We play her at Lowe's here, and she's been on the shows lots.
She's
as well.
Brilliant.
Yeah, she's really good. It's amazing talent out there, and we're very lucky to have most of it in the studio. What events you've been doing? I know you've been doing a lot of filming.
This year has been kind of crazy. There's been some really like big bucket list things that I've been able to do, which I'm beyond grateful. I've done Glastonbury, which, again, insane. Did that with the 24-hour Garage Girls, and then the day after I got to do the O2, which I was so nervous. Big up Dapper Laughs, that was for his show. So he's a comedian, and he had his headline show there, and he asked me to come out as a guest, which was really cool. I've got a couple coming up, I think, is it next week or the week after? One of them I'm not allowed to announce yet because the lineup hasn't been announced. But I've also got Garage Nation Festival in Croydon, which, for any garage heads out there, is going to be a lot of fun. Yeah, I'm in Birmingham on Saturday as well for UKG brunch, which is always good fun. And it's really cool because I've got like a little, I hate the word fans, but I've got like some supporters in Birmingham, and people are always like, when are you coming to Birmingham? So I'm coming to O121.
And when you go out, because I've noticed you're doing, are you doing DJing and singing at the same time?
Yeah, so this is like, so obviously obviously, nobody actually knows this. Started learning to DJ in December last year, and it's something I always wanted to do, but I'd look at DJs and I'd be like, I could never do that, it looks so confusing. But actually, it's just like anything, if you just put the time in and learn, and I'm loving it. So I've done a few gigs where I'm DJing. And like, I do tend to sing along, but that's the plan. You know, like Craig David?
Yeah.
I'm not comparing myself to him, but he's something, like what he's doing is what I'd love to be doing, because it's, you know, it's not a specific genre. It's just, yeah, he smashes it.
Mm.
Mix in and then jumping up, singing. That's the sort of thing I'd love to work towards. And I can't believe I'm DJing. That's bizarre.
Yeah, I've seen some of you've done some lives and stuff. I was like, hold on a minute, she's doing DJing as well.
She's mixing and blending.
Right. Thank you very much, Leanne, for a lovely biscuit as well,
which is
huge, which will be gone in about 10 seconds once I start munching on that.
I don't know how mine's lasted this long, to be honest.
I can always biscuit when I'm on it. Any food on air is good. So if people want to find out more about you, you are across social media on all the platforms.
Yeah. If you search for Leanne Louise, so Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Leanne Louise Music, YouTube, Leanne Louise Music. I think the only one that's not is Twitter, which is I'm Leanne Louise.
Click on the socials, like the pages, because it does so much for the artist. And also, I've had people say to me, I love that track, and I always say, don't tell me, click on the link on my page and tell the artist.
Yeah.
Or download the tune for 79 pence,
which makes a massive, massive difference. Like, just, it really does. Like, I don't know if people realize like how hard it is to get into charts and stuff, but downloads are, you know, if you can spare like 79.99p, like, it makes such a difference to us artists.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me on. Thank you to everyone that's downloaded the song as well.
And buy it. Just buy it. So Leanne can create more.
Yeah, this is it, because this is pretty cool. So the more support it gets, the more I can do what I love.
And then next time she might fly me out to LA.
This is it.
For an exclusive interview.
That would be amazing. Yeah, do it for Michelle.
Yeah, that's the plan.
So we can get a jet plane.
Yeah, exactly. You'll have your own plane. Maybe pull up outside on the Brentford Centre. Take me away. Now, we're going to end on this song, which is a beautiful song. It's your version of Our House. I hope you don't mind if I play this, because it's featuring Ty.
No, I didn't know he's going to love this. Of course I don't mind. So this is featuring my little boy. I wrote it for him, and I wrote it for autism awareness. My little boy's got autism and ADHD. He's the best. He's singing on the chorus. And yeah, this is Madness, Our House, but our version. And I hope you love it. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. That is Leanne Louise, number 29 in the charts, doing brilliantly. If you love the song, make sure you buy it. Thanks.
In the middle of the street. Our house in the middle. This is our house in the middle of a street.
Our house. You sing yourself to sleep. It helps to drown the noise. They only hear a scream, not the pain behind the voice. The lights that make you shudder, every sound that makes you spin. There's so much inside your mind that doesn't show upon your skin. They just don't get it, they stare. I think they're ready to care, but they don't understand the reasons. But we're coming of age, so we stand and we're brave. And in our pride we rise above and say, this is our